T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you on the ticket. We'll have your chance to win $1,000 coming in a couple of minutes. You can text the show at 67974 on the text line. Mullins right now are down 7-0. Stazawa stinks. But hey, at least you have this to look forward to. Adam Gase is all geeked because Danny Amendola, he's changing things in Davie. He's changing the culture. He's working out. He's getting swole. Showing good leadership. It's changing that culture. Hashtag Finn's culture. He's got things going. You are not going to miss Jarvis Landry at all. And Danny Amendola is definitely not going to.
Now, wait.
What?
I personally believe, and it has nothing to do with how good Jarvis Landry is, this team won't miss him. Because a slot receiver is not going to make this type of impact on a game that if he's gone, oh God, is going to be like, if they had, was that Winshare or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't think it would be that big. He's not moving the needle as far as wins, losses.
The only thing I think they're going to miss, and I think this can be erased somewhat by Danny Amendola, but I think it could really be erased if Devontae Parker actually finally stepped up to where he should be. He has been Tannehill's favorite receiver.
More importantly, if one of the tight ends work.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Right.
That's what they need most.
If one of the tight ends work. Because think about this. Although Brady has had success without Gronk using the little guys, when Gronk is there, everybody seems to get some.
Yeah, he's the mismatch.
Right. So if one of the tight ends, and basically what you need is more than one guy to be able to pressure the middle of the field.
Uh-huh.
You got two speedsters outside. Hopefully one of the tight ends can work one side. If you go three wides or not, you have a running back that has some speed that can exploit a linebacker. And then you have a slide in or tight end on either side. So what it does is it makes you cover all of the field. They've never really had to cover the middle of the field. And I mean, not just, 5 yards. In and out routes or option routes by the slot guy. But I mean, down the field, one of the things that Brady has used with Gronk is he's so tall that even if you're with him, he can still throw it over the top down the middle of the field.
Yeah, he's a physical mismatch.
Right. So hopefully, I don't like the way that he's going about saying that. Although what he's saying is accurate, I hate when you get rid of a good player and then a guy comes in and you immediately start praising that guy before he's even played a down, saying how great he is and what he's going to do, when in actuality, all you're trying to do is get people off your back about getting rid of the guy who was productive.
Well, the one thing that I would say, this isn't like quite a Ben Roethlisberger, Mason Rudolph type of thing, but I imagine, and I don't know this for a fact, I'm just jumping to my own conclusions here. With Jarvis having the idea in his own mind that he was the number one guy, if you were to work with a guy, like let's say he's changing the culture with that grouping of guys that he works out with, if you were to change the culture, having a guy like Danny knows what his role is. Jarvis knew his role, he did his role well, but Jarvis still thought of himself as the best player on that team. It would be imperative if you actually did have a veteran on this team that a guy like Devontae Parker could lean on, where he could say, oh, that's how I do my job. Because that's been a criticism of him. He doesn't seem like he knows how to be a pro. And so if you do have a guy there, he's like, oh, that guy really knows what he's doing, how to prepare. If you could get Devontae Parker to actually have a guy as a role model to take that leap, man, that'd be huge for the offense.
I think another thing is, and there's a couple of guys that have really gotten this across to their team. And to some extent, Brad Stevens does it. That nobody on that team feels like they are a superstar, but they all contribute. And they don't act like it, okay? When you look at San Antonio, we all knew who the star was, but that guy on that team never acted like the star. He was just one of five. They do the same thing in New England. That coaches want that, but the problem is in today's society, how you get paid.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Well,
it's a little easier to do in basketball because once you're a star, you max out.
Even if you're not a star, you're going to make a good living.
Right. But in football, how can you maximize? If Jarvis Landry wasn't the guy that he was as far as, you know, feisty, in your face, I'm the guy, I've got more catch. If he wasn't that way, if he was just a team guy, would the Dolphins have compensated him? Would he have gotten paid by the Browns? And so you have to understand that a lot of guys in football feel that they have to put themselves out there like that because all the coaches want you to be is 1 of 11 until it's time to get paid.
Sign up for your chance to win $1,000 to see if you're getting paid. Right now in the Win Thousands free contest, your word this hour is watch. Text watch to 72881, W-A-T-C-H, watch. Text that to 72881. If you don't win this time, you'll have another chance at the top of next hour. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXY AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
So, the Marlins not doing so well right now.
House money game. Doesn't matter.
Why do you keep saying that?
They already won the series. They were going for the sweep.
Are we heading to the top of the sixth?
Yes, top of the sixth.
7-0 still?
Yes. Correct.
Good job on Tozawa. Keep putting him in there, Madeline. Good job.
Are you allowed to have house money games when you're in last place?
I don't believe
so. No! What Robbie's saying is ridiculous.
They already won the season series over the Dodgers. I wasn't going to expect a sweep of the Dodgers. Let's be real here.
Okay, Robbie, but there's not like a tiebreaker against the Dodgers where that's going to be one.
Small victories. You got to look at the positives here. They can't win. They're not going to win out. Breaking news.
So you're winning battles, not wars.
Yes. They're not going to win the rest of their games.
Nobody will win because you gave it the 3 minutes
this
late.
This all goes back to Robbie's personal finances is what it goes to. That's the problem. That's what I'm worried about.
What?
This is to be a fan. This what?
This degeneracy.
I like it when they lose and they lose 7-0. It's not a game that they could have won. You could just move on.
What else going on, Beast?
So our Slovenian connection may not come to fruition. What's this guy's name? Luka
Doncic?
Yeah. Now he's saying he may not go to the NBA next season.
I kind of think he's just doing that because they're in the midst of like the Final Four.
You think?
Yeah, I don't think he's. You think he's going to stick around for what?
And get Serbian money or come over here and get?
No, he plays for. Doesn't he play for Real Madrid or one of the big teams?
Yeah, he plays for Real Madrid, but he's coming here, man.
Okay.
By the way, the odds for the first pick, Ayton is at +150. Doncic is at +200. It's right there, but not with that news.
There's no real incentive in staying because. Like, the last person I think that famously did this was
Rubio.
Rubio. Yeah. And Rubio still had to go to the Timberwolves, man. Like,
yeah, it's true.
It's not going to play out for
Saric,
him, though.
Saric sat out for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, this isn't a case where it's like Eli Manning. You're not going to force a trade.
We have no basketball tonight, which makes me sad. We do have hockey, 8 p.m., Tampa Bay, Washington in the East, 2-1. Washington has the lead. It's in the nation's capital, so that's an 8 o'clock face-off. The Miami Hurricanes hopefully will be playing baseball tonight, although the weather is horrible out. 7 o'clock is the first pitch. We're not carrying this one. We are carrying the games tomorrow and Saturday. Of course, Saturday's game is Jim Morris's last game in a Hurricanes uniform at the light for regular season at least. And hopefully they make it to the
playoffs.
Well,
if they make it to the regionals,
they'll still be on the road. Most likely it's his last game at the light. And we're going to start our coverage of that one early at 12:30 because they're going to have a ceremony for Jim before the game at 12:40, and tickets are $3 Jim Morris's last
game.
Don't we
have some – who's got a bunt?
That's Tobin.
What are we doing here?
I know. I forgot the shake weight. I told you. You got to
– I'm ready to roll, man. Let's go.
He's got a bunt.
Bagger Vance.
That's me.
Do you own a suit?
Well, not one from the 20s that we need. That wouldn't be needed to
record. We can make what you have work.
Oh, we can go to a thrift shop.
All we need is you get some high socks, man.
Don't need to wear that hat that they wear?
Of course. Yeah. Yes, you need the hat.
Yep.
And the shoes.
Hey, right. We still need to douse him with clam chowder.
Yeah.
Tobin.
Still got to do the bumblebee, too, I believe.
Yep. That's
some
debt.
What are you doing, man? You owe like four.
I was busy dealing with Australia.
Yeah, that took precedent. That was international.
Okay. All right.
I got a McBob for apples.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh.
Where is Josh McRoberts? What spirit quest is he on right now?
Yeah, that's crazy. We should have two things.
We should play that once a week.
Where is Josh McRoberts? I don't think he's on social media. Understandably so, because he just stole Mickey Harrison's
cash.
He cut
his hair.
Did he? I remember the only sight of him I saw, it was like a Sasquatch. He like walked in the middle of Jason Jackson's post-game interview.
Oh, he ducked away.
And he's like, I remember that guy. That's Jason Jackson. I got to get out of here. So, I don't know, man.
Those are all your headlines, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, so aside from the Browns, are going to be on Hard Knocks. We're going to wire up Leroy as he watches that.
Yeah, man. Well, look, I know you're not happy about it, but Hard Knocks is fun. It will be. It gives you a little insight.
No. Look.
He doesn't want the curtain peeled
back.
You
understand that good teams don't do stuff like this.
Well, they're not supposed
to. Let's go.
It's forced
Rams,
on them.
Rams,
Dolphins. Rams were good that year. The Rams got good, though. They got quick.
Oh, they were good that year.
Well, that's because they had Jeff
That's
Fisher.
We ain't going 7-9.
Right, but.
No, they didn't. They went 6-10.
It turned around quick.
We went 4-12, actually.
4-12.
Jeez.
Wasn't the Browns on it once before?
No, the Bengals have been on it twice.
The Bengals were the best team on it because I think they went to the playoffs.
I'm not going 7-9.
Mm-hmm. Right. The Bengals.
The Cowboys, I think, were the first ones. Or maybe the Bengals were the
Ravens
first
were the first
ones.
Ravens
were the first ones. Jacksonville did it a while ago.
Yeah, Jacksonville was a fake Hard Knocks, though. It was on NFL Network before it got repicked up.
Atlanta. Atlanta
about,
did it recently.
What about Houston? I think Houston was a playoff team the year they did it.
Oh, no, because I remember Stugatz yelling about, this is the J.J. Watt show.
It was. It was really annoying. J.J. Watt with his little cot that he would go sleep in between practices, be on the jugs machine till midnight.
I did that. I did the take a nap in between practices.
I saw.
Oh, were you listening to Dan's show today?
About what?
In the local hour, I guess Dan lost one of their humiliation thing.
How
or whatever
does he
they
dress
do.
Like in makeup in a?
Well, he had to do that, Robert Smith from The Cure, but then he had to do Robert Smith and the Vikings and wear a run of Robert Smith's jerseys.
But that wasn't Robert Smith's jersey. That was 28, wasn't it?
All I know
is it was an authentic Robert Smith jersey.
Robert
apparently.
Smith actually gave them a game worn jersey.
Oh, okay.
And
I thought it was 28.
And Dan said it was. He didn't think it would be that small. He couldn't understand how a player would get it over his pads.
Because what you have to understand is that on the sides,
right,
it's elastic, like it's stretchy, okay?
Right.
So that goes over it. And then it's like a poof. It's a little poof where the pads fit in there, and then it goes over the top.
Well,
like that.
Mike Ryan and Dan both had problems putting the shirt on with no pads.
No, because it's tight. But everything is tight.
Do running backs wear it extra tight so that no one can pull you down by the jersey?
Hey, how many baggy jerseys are you watching on Sundays? What are you talking about? Like, have you guys ever watched a football game in your life?
Thank you. Thank you.
What are you talking about? What does it look like? It doesn't look like the Walmart jersey that you buy for $3.
I buy all my jerseys big.
This isn't like Tyson Fury where you're walking around in a Derrick Rose jersey that's two.
Those jerseys?
Yeah.
When you get a game jersey, they take this apart.
Yeah.
Right? You get like three sizes smaller, and they put this elastic so it stretches and it fits tight over your.
Yeah. You don't want the pads falling all over
and
the place.
And then offensive linemen have both way tape on their shoulder pads. So you pull the jersey over, it sticks so you can't get grab the jersey.
Huh. Who knew?
What are you talking about? Who knew?
Why? Everybody. Look at a football jersey.
I have one.
How do you think? No. No, you don't have. I'll bring one in to show you how small it is. It fits right over your pants.
I saw a really dumb thing. Speaking of jugs machines.
Wait, dumber than this conversation we just had?
Well, it seems like it's going to end poorly because one of the Jaguars receivers, D.D. Westbrook, has put a jugs machine in his living room.
He can't catch.
Oh, no, it wasn't D.D. Westbrook. It was Marcus Lee, the albino tiger. And no, he can't catch.
Oh.
That's why he's called
Marcus Lee from USC?
Yeah, that's why they call him the albino tiger, because when he catches a football, the coach says, it's like seeing an albino tiger.
Oh, my God.
It's a horrible insult from a coach with an awesome nickname.
That's terrible.
Speaking of terrible, there's been a call-out on the station to one of our new managers.
What did I do now?
I mean, what should we start? You didn't make it through the first 24 hours of your...
I just need to make you aware because you said that this new era of Beast is all about communication. We got the long manifesto yesterday after you messed up.
Hey, I didn't think that with your new job title, that meant you were going to start sending random emails of motivation and we had to actually read them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't read your emails when they're addressed to me.
So... We will hear this. We will hear this. This call out.
It's got to be Romberg
coming up next. All right, welcome back. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you. You can text show 67974. Somebody texted in that the Jets went to the AFC Championship game when they were on Hard Knocks. I forgot they were on Hard Knocks. That was the year.
Yeah.
I remember that was Jason Taylor's year when he was on the Jets. Man, people were mad when Jason Taylor went to the Jets.
Yeah. Talk about that'd be worse than
Batty. They ran him out of town.
They did. That was
like, Parcells.
That was a rat bastard Parcells move.
But I don't understand. Like, look, I get it. I get it. Like, London. Why can't sports be any different than if you get a better offer, as we would in any job?
Oh, because I don't root for my accountant. Like, I don't go there and cheer him. Just do your job. Wait, right.
What would have happened if you, instead of going to Minnesota, you went to Cincinnati?
Nothing. The team moved.
Oh, that's
Cleveland
right.
Didn't have a team.
Okay, so let's say
a unique situation.
Let's say after Minnesota, you went to Green Bay.
And?
Fans would be pissed, wouldn't they?
The reason why I would have probably went to Green Bay is because Minnesota didn't want me anymore.
Hey, trust me. I've been in these sales meetings. They're not entertaining. So if somebody gets a better offer, like, all right, great. I'll just have another salesperson. But I'm not rooting for them. It's not entertaining.
Right.
It's boring. Meetings are boring. Sports is fun. And if you take away my fun, or if you do Rat Fink moves, and go to the other people, and you give them fun,
man,
I don't like it.
I'm telling you, every meeting that I've ever been here, I'm usually pretty active,
mm-hmm.
and I try to keep moving, because if I'm still, it hurts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I just want, I feel like it's instant no dose.
Meetings here, they're time snatching.
Right, that's it.
It's time snatching.
Let's go.
Taken away.
Hey, boys, what you got today? We got a time snatcher.
All right, so Beast just started a new job this week. He's assistant program director. Big moves.
Hey.
Big.
Let's just put it this way.
Is that why we played my theme song?
Sure. I mean, you did it because it's your name. It's Robbie.
But that's my theme song.
Sure.
That's your theme song?
Yeah, every Sunday or Saturday when I do a show, that's how we get things going.
Man. You've moved to Sundays after Fighter's Fury. You wanted a better lead-in? Is that what it was?
Yes.
Sundays at 10 a.m., Fighter's Fury.
Although, I mean, you can't have a better lead-in than Heat Weekly. Sorry.
Fair point. It's a good show.
Heat Weekly's not going to be around until October.
That is true. Correct.
Anyway, so you started this new gig this week.
Yep. Off to an awesome start.
Rousing start. We're doing this contest. 1,000's free. Your next chance to win is coming about in 37 minutes. You'll have another chance to win.
Yep.
Yesterday, the words were wrong.
Yes, they were.
Very wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Very wrong.
Like an entire day's worth of wrong.
Correct.
Terrible job.
That's why the people who listen to us, we appreciate it. But you may have heard, may or may not have heard the words twice. It wasn't a repeat.
No.
Yeah.
No. Just
that's why I sat in my office yesterday and just like.
Didn't you eat ice cream?
Yep.
Yeah, he self-eat himself eating ice cream.
Question.
Yep.
When one screws up in your household, do you get ice cream?
No, in fact, he gets no ice cream.
I emotionally eat, so.
You emotionally eat?
Yep.
That would explain a lot of things.
I'm an emotional wreck.
Hey, why don't you go have a cup for that ankle?
So,
maybe your ankle is going through some stress right now because you've been in that booth for 3 years.
Well, you've mentioned that communication. You went on this thing about communication after you messed up, and you want people to communicate. If something goes wrong, let me know.
Right.
Well, I just wanted to put it all out there, communication wise.
Yes.
Because as assistant program director, you should know how the rest of your talent feels about this.
I don't control the talent.
Doesn't matter if you control. You need to know how they feel.
Okay.
And you did send an email. If anybody has a problem, contact me.
They got it too.
Right.
Okay.
So the morning show today.
Yeah, your little show.
It's not my little show.
It's your little show.
They came out.
Yeah.
And this is what they had. Although, I will say, if something happened to them, very good, I'm sure I would get thanks.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I would at least get an at. on social media.
Correct.
But that's neither here nor there. But you keep razzing me about...
You're still going with that?
You still razz me about which show I care about more. We know what you care about more. But here's what they had to say about your communication email.
Yes.
The Beast, on his first day, we get this long... like, the entire building. We get this long email.
Not the entire building.
About communication.
Sit and listen.
And it's essentially saying, if you see something, say something. You know, it's essentially, if something is wrong, you got to come tell me, okay? I'll fix it for you, okay? And apparently, the reason that email was sent out was because of a mistake that he made.
Correct.
Feel like in that email where it's, hey, if you see something, say something, it should probably also be, you know, mentioned there was an error made yesterday, which was my fault. And next time that happens, please let me know so that I could fix it. Not, hey, if something's wrong, come tell me so I could help.
No, he's too busy doing the photo shoots.
Well, this is how Beast. Contract. This is how Beast has risen through the ranks with the butt kissing and the passing the blame. Right, that's what you do because he just made himself. Now that email went out to the whole company.
It did not.
So now the whole company. It looks like
he wants to help. He's gung-ho.
Yes, Beast is a team player.
Right.
Contact me anytime.
I'll help with anything.
I always will have my phone on me.
He doesn't let you know. I'll also help with the things that I screw up.
And then he also sent private messages to the producers, right? Like berating them.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't do that.
So his first day of work was the dumpster fire, is what you're saying? Is that what's going on?
I mean, his first day, he screwed up in a fashion that he had to send an email out to the entire building while
I
also not copying to the school. That's what happened.
Liars.
Are they?
I
saw a lot of groupings on that email.
Hey,
man.
It said Miami Waxy Producers, Miami Waxy Programming. That's
right.
That's a lot of folks.
That's a lot of people.
It is, but how many stations do we have in this building? Four? Do you see Shark on there? You see Beach?
Wait.
You see Light?
Did you send it to the other station also?
No, I did not.
Huh.
Look, you can see who it's sent to.
Aren't you in charge of both stations?
Listen. You worry
Who's
about
Daniel?
Your job.
Isn't Daniel located in another building?
Daniel is the program coordinator taking my old job. He is handling things over there for right now.
Taking your old job?
I was the program coordinator. He
Wait a minute!
Slot.
Whoa! Every time I have a conversation with you, we peel back a layer. I'm almost down to the good meat. Hold on.
He is.
So, wait.
He is a thick onion.
Let me say this. You mean you had a job in this building that had to be replaced, that you had to hire somebody else to do?
Correct. He filled my position.
What were you doing? Please! I want that job! I'm going out Wait a minute! What? All you did was watch webinars.
It's an integral part of being in...
And get in a position in Lynn's office.
It's really not that integral. Like, I delete them all the time, and I feel like I'm going through life just fine.
You also the guy... Wait. Programming director, right?
No, that's Lynn. Program director.
No, you are...
He's assistant program director.
No. Who did the... No.
Program coordinator.
Coordinator.
You were the programming coordinator.
That's right.
So that meant what you did was you did times and, you know, got the scheduling.
Yes.
Okay. You screwed that up all the time. We got four, like, the schedule for next week is going to come out four times.
And how come, like, we never got emails when you sent four revisions? How come we never got communications emails for that?
Right.
Why did this we get a communication email?
It's like, I think the communication would be better between all of us if it was better with you.
I did yesterday invested in
You know what you learned how to do? They actually paid you for this. Copy and paste.
Yeah. What did you invest in?
A couple of management style books.
Wait, management style?
From buddy to boss?
No, management
for dummies?
The two books. Give him plus one. Give him plus one.
Oh my God.
Give him plus one.
You're reading a book called From Buddy to Boss?
Yes, From Buddy to Boss.
What is that?
And How to Be a First-Time Manager.
First-time manager? Wait a minute. They just, like, hey.
But what's new that you're doing?
What are you doing that's new?
There's a lot of techniques and stuff that I need to learn. Communication
skills.
You're
not even good at the old techniques.
Like, wait. I mean, that's,
Here's the amazing thing about what has happened in the last 3 days. You got a promotion.
Yes.
To do things.
Yes.
That you really don't do well. Communication.
I mean, it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Wait. You're supposed to be in management.
Correct.
And you tell me all the time, I don't know what to tell you. Is that not a phrase you use all the time with me?
Certain things are above my pay grade.
Everything!
There's many levels of management in this company.
Oh. What? Oh, why do we have to be the practice show for this?
What do you mean practice show?
Like, instead, go practice on Leroy and Tobin, and then we'll see how you do them before we actually let you boss.
Well, this is why, as I said, we didn't get any thank yous, because, you know, we raise him up.
Oh,
we nurture
Jesus.
Him into this
I
new position.
I sent an email to the entire company.
We have let you.
He was like a wounded animal, and we healed him to health and got him new riches. And all of a sudden, we're getting napalmed with emails that were all bad communicators when he was the bad communicator the whole time.
I think we need therapy, all of us, because I feel like I'm working with a poisonous, venomous snake.
I already go like 4 times a month anyways. Might as well add it to my schedule.
So this is the end result?
Yeah, don't they teach any like mechanisms?
About what?
Like in therapy.
I've been going for so long, I just vent at this point.
That's not what it's for, man.
Just vent.
What do you mean
you venting for?
You can vent to a dog.
Wait,
you're supposed to take the advice and grow as a person.
That's not the same thing.
Question.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I don't understand.
Correct. Yeah. What?
When people in this building want to vent, the word beast always comes out of their mouth in some form or fashion.
Right.
How do you think everybody's going to feel when they find out you are going to therapy?
Somebody says Beast next email is going to be about bullying.
It's possible.
From buddy to buffoonery.
I don't know what to tell you is his catchphrase.
Yes, it is. Beast, since I've known you, how many times have you said that to me?
What's that?
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, at least a couple hundred.
Right, like that's literally, like, hey, so now I'm going to say, hey, boss, I'm having this situation. I don't know what to tell you. Or the other line, that's above my pay grade. Like, wait, can you give us a pie chart?
Someone says my wife wrote that book, From Buddy to Boss. How about that?
Really?
Yeah.
Question. Can we get a pie chart of just where you fit in so we know where we direct the questions?
Well, sir, if you are a regular listener of this show, ask your wife if you think those tactics are going to work.
Right. Maybe have your wife come in. We could do an on-air session.
No.
No.
Yes.
No. You need an off-air session. Right. We do enough sessions on-air for you.
Right. Here's the problem. The guy who is the problem seems to think it's an us problem.
No,
right.
It's not. Right.
It's a me problem.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that.
That's not what the email said.
No, but okay. There was two things going on yesterday. Is one, I know I screwed up, and I took care of that behind the scenes. On the other hand...
No. You took care of it on the scenes because you got to get the words right.
Right. Okay, fine. But I dealt with that on a couple of different levels. I got my ass handed to me. I deserved it.
Do you want some professional help? I can fix everything right now.
Okay.
Stop being lazy and don't copy and paste. End of discussion. If you stop doing that, all your stuff would be more accurate.
I know. I still need to work on my decision making.
It's not decision making. Here's the funny part.
Yeah.
Everybody in the building knew.
Someone says you can't have that book because you have to be buddies first.
Wait, everybody in the
This is why it was so like when I watched him, because the news got announced during the show
to
the company.
Yeah,
and he's just like the best part of it was sitting between breaks, and he's just like, not as many congratulations as I thought I was gonna get.
That is true. I really expected an onslaught.
Slow rollback on the mass reply alls. Hey, way to go, Beast.
There really weren't as many as I thought there would be.
I'm surprised you didn't congratulate yourself. Pop up your own total.
Leroy's laughing so hard. Robbie gets like 7 points for that. I deserve it too.
Man, I forgot that today was the day.
Today's Doombox Day, man.
Who's in last place?
What
are our standings?
Last week.
Yeah, do we know our standings?
I have the standings. I do. Last week was what I like to call a bloodbath.
Really?
Ofer.
But wasn't last week your wheelhouse? Because you had the fights.
Well, I took Brian Kelleher over John Lineker because his nickname is Whitey Mouse. Probably bad just to go by somebody's nickname.
I remember you saying that, but that was really what you used.
John Lineker knocks people out, but I remember watching Whitey Mouse's last fight. And I was like, I like the way this guy goes, and losing the way Lineker did it. I'm not going to get too fighter's fury into it. But the way Lineker lost one of his fights,
right,
with the way this guy wins, I thought, good matchup. And he's got a cool nickname. Okay. Lost that one. And I also lost Jacare Souza versus Kelvin Gastelum. That was a whisper, though. That was the closest of closest fights. Very close fight. But loss is a loss. I'm 1-5. So give me that box.
1-5 for the month?
For the month.
Well, who's in first?
Robbie and Beast are both 3-3. You're 2-4. So very tight race.
I'm one game out of last.
Yeah, but you're also one game out of first.
Tight race.
Very tight race.
Very tight
race. We've never had a tie.
It's amazing.
Yeah, what do we do in the that
three case? Games, by the way. There's a little bit more baseball than I wanted it to be. It was scrambled, I'm not going to lie.
we have
baseball's baseball picking. Games
even up. Yes, we've declared that rule. You guys did, actually. I was against it, but.
You want it or no?
All right, I got my games all ready to roll. Like Robbie said, lots of baseball. I got Indians at Astros. Rays at Angels. We were just watching this video of Shohei Ohtani getting just crossed up by Justin Verlander, and he got the old stanky leg out of the box, but that dude is awesome. And then finally, I have Marlins at Braves.
Oh, three baseball games. That's rough.
Braves are the Marlins' daddies.
Yeah. It's at Turner Field, too.
What do you got, Leroy?
Oh, Robbie Betts. Justify versus the field.
That's the Preakness on Saturday.
Yeah.
There's only 8 horses in it.
I know. I'm going to just bet a huge wheel box situation.
I have Orioles versus the Red Sox. When's that?
That's all baseball games are Friday or tomorrow.
Or tomorrow. Okay. And then I have the Yanks versus the Royals. Oh, man. I got some.
Well, it'd be nice if the Yankees played a baseball game because they've been getting rained out like crazy.
Yeah, what happens in the case of a rainout?
They didn't move that game.
Well, yeah, they're playing the Royals. They only make one trip to Kansas City, so they'll probably play a doubleheader on Saturday if they do that. They're not playing. It's not a divisional game.
Okay.
What you got, Beast?
I got both hockey games. I guess this would not be tonight's game, right?
Yeah, that was Saturday night's game.
Capitals, Lightning, and then Jets, Golden Knights. And then I've got the next Western Conference final game with the Rockets and Warriors. Golden State is a 7-point favorite.
All right, let's get the boring stuff out of the way. The Dodgers and the Nationals tomorrow. It's on MLB Network.
What are you doing?
And then I got Badu Jack versus Adonis Stevenson.
Oh, jealous. That is a fight right there. I love Badu Jack. I think he's the best boxer nobody talks about.
Why are you helping
Badu Jack the Ripper? So good. Well, Adonis Stevenson's really good, too.
Adonis Stevenson's a slight favorite.
He's never fought Sergey Kovalev. He kind of chickened out on that. Because Sergey would go, Adonis Stevenson is piece of bleep, and he's chicken. After every fight. It's amazing.
And finally, again, I get this game, the Petty Bowl, the Celtics and the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Cleveland is a 6.5-point favorite.
Your Petty Picks have been on fire.
I've not lost a Petty Pick yet, so I guess there's not too much suspense of what I'm going
to
do.
All right, that's our Doom Picks. I was happy to see yesterday that the Rockets won.
Do you feel any different about that series after seeing what they did?
A little bit. I was worried because it seemed like afterwards they were getting a little shook, and Eric Gordon and James Harden were being a little bit snippy with each other, and they came out and they balled.
And guess what? They shared the ball, so yeah, Eric Gordon did
right.
have...
He was right.
Right.
He was right.
And Harden still hasn't played a good, decent game.
No.
So...
yesterday was Splash Brothers were stinky. And it was all pretty much Kevin Durant.
Hey, I'm a new listener. Can you please explain why you guys each get these games?
Oh, new listener. Okay, so what we have is this dartboard of doom, which is filled with punishments. And we basically go per month who has the worst record after picking all these games at the end of the month. And the worst record has to throw out the dartboard of doom. We've had to do things like Beast had to go in a giant margarita where he was singed by ice and citrus. What else have we done?
The quote-unquote back wax, allegedly.
Yeah, he did the back wax. I've had to jump into a pool with a Speedo.
I did the water boy.
I did a show in the stocks one time. Leroy had to do an entire segment with nipple clamps pierced through his nipples.
Correct.
Why do I feel like I had the most embarrassing thing?
Did you bring those to Jamaica?
Huh?
Exactly.
Good for you.
said it was his best birthday ever.
Yeah,
best birthday ever.
Good for you, man. So now we have things up there like the shoey. We have the ab roller. All types of punishments that we got to do in the midst of things.
Meanwhile, there's some people who are accruing.
Yeah, I got some debts to pay. Like the bumblebee. I got to pay the bunting.
The clam chowder.
And the clam chowder. But clam chowder wasn't dartboard.
That was an AFC championship bet. That's all on me.
That's preparation. Half my bet because I wore a Brady jersey during the Super Bowl. Sucked. He didn't suck. He threw for 500 yards. Defense sucked because that egotistical Bill Belichick wouldn't play his cornerback.
True.
But I am happy. I am happy because I didn't want the – if the Warriors won yesterday – how are you going to feel that they're going up 2-0 going back home? Like, you can't feel that the Rockets are going to pull back.
I mean, that was the worst. It was the same. You would have felt the same way as when the Cavs beat Toronto twice.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But would you be surprised if Golden State blew them out in this next game?
No, I wouldn't be.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised. To me, this feels like these series, none of the games will be close.
I kind of think, but to be honest with you, I kind of would be surprised if Golden State blew them off for this reason. They've pretty much taken Steph Curry out of the game by how they attack him offensively and put him on skates every play. Now, KD's going to get his. But of the other guys, I mean, you're pretty much putting a man on a man and you can handle them.
Yeah, I mean, if Clay's going... It's what are you going to do? I mean, it's not like you're going to be able to
stop
him.
Clay's the other guy.
Yeah.
But it's Clay and KD. Can you win with just those two? Because I think, you know, Steph might do a little bit better at home. But guess what? When you play the Rockets and you miss a 30-foot three, that puppy's going the other way and it's flying.
Yeah, man. Like Kevin Durant's the best all around player on that team, but Steph Curry's he's the head of the snake. And he's the guy that he made Golden State what it was.
Right.
You know, and so when you go into a lot of the series, why Steph probably hasn't won a finals MVP. Everybody goes into these series saying, we're gonna stop him.
Right.
Stop it. And the problem is the Warriors counter that was, okay, we'll get Kevin Durant.
Right. By the way.
So that changes things for them, obviously.
Texter chimed in. You also worked out. You did the Pat Riley.
Oh, thank you. That's right. That's an all-timer.
The Pat Riley.
Yeah, that was good.
Still, Stu has pit stains on it.
Yeah, it's almost wedding season. What are you going to do?
I don't know, man.
Graduation season?
Somehow I always end up in these cockamamie weddings anyway. People want me to stand up at that stupid thing. I don't want to stand
then
up
gotta
there,
Then you
got to
go rent the tux. It's a pain in the ass.
Wedding parties are stupid. Let's be honest. Just go up there with two people. I got to have five people.
Just go to the courthouse?
Yeah. You know why you got to do five people? It's because the ladies, they got like this entire trail of people with feelings.
They
got to
make
people
happy.
Now I got to round up a bunch of schlubs.
My wife had a maid and a maiden of honor.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
A what?
Maid and a maiden
of
honor.
Once you're married, you're a maiden of honor.
So she had a maid who wasn't married. She ended up winning The Bachelor, actually.
What?
Yeah, my wife's best friend at the time won The Bachelor. He was supposed to marry the prince from Italy, but that never worked out. Anyways.
What happened with the prince?
It was all TV, man.
He was a bastard?
Yeah, but she had to wait 5 years before she could sell the ring.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's the contract that you sign.
Huh. How about that?
Yeah. Anyways, and then she had another best friend who, it's like both, who was married, was the maiden of honor. And then she had five bridesmaids. Like seven people on her side.
It's overkill. It's too much.
Did you find seven guys?
Yeah, I paid some people off the street. I don't have that many friends.
Hmm.
Had to hire a couple ushers, too.
All right.
Oddly enough, I had my wedding at the Trump Sinesta.
Do you think Robbie's going to wear a redneck tuxedo?
Oh, yeah.
If I'm allowed, of course. But I don't know what the rules are.
I feel like...
I don't know what the rules are.
Listen, this is the feeling I get, and I don't know this, but is that... Robbie's mom has a huge influence on him. And when Robbie finds the right person to marry, I feel like Mrs. Cambo is going to step in and make her son
presentable.
Presentable.
I'll be presentable. Come on, guys.
You'd be presentable, but
I don't need outside influence.
Don't we think that he's gonna find love at a sports book, right? Like that's what's gonna happen. He's gonna find some lady degenerate who's just
instead of loving an elevator, that's a new Aerosmith song. Loving a sports book.
It's gonna take 3 to 5 years though for that to be open down here.
Well,
he's already.
Have your heart ready. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.